Now, the rest of the story. Now, you've seen pictures of those great big observatory telescopes. One of the older ones is at Britain's Royal Greenwich Observatory. Great big one built in 1896. Earlier this year, it was vandalized. Somehow the intruder gained access to the observatory, climbed up on the equipment out of curiosity or whatever, and actually fell into the telescope. They found him inside dead. Not to sound callous, but the intruder was asking for trouble. And the real tragedy, as far as observatory officials were concerned, the real tragedy was the damage to this grand old optical masterpiece. After all, through benefit of its age, the big refracting telescope had tracked Halley's comet on two separate visits to the sun. It was part of the Royal Greenwich Observatory prior to the big move, when it was really located in the London borough of Greenwich. Today, of course, it's in the Erstmungo Castle south of London. Beneficiary of a century-old problem, how to repair and repair properly a delicate piece of equipment which was built almost 100 years ago. All right, this is the rest of the story. The intruder that fell into the 26-inch refracting telescope a short while back, causing considerable damage and consternation, that intruder was no man, rather a common everyday housefly. He got into the telescope through an air hole and died and tumbled into the eyepiece, destroying the sensitive sighting equipment which enabled astronomers to fix on distant stars. An ordinary fly, but now the damage was done. Skilled as they were, no one of the observatory technicians was capable of reproducing that sighting device, not without more expert assistance. And so a specialist was summoned to the Royal Greenwich Observatory. He alone could rescue the grand old telescope from the clutches of obsolescence. You know how critical precision is to an instrument like that. I mean, you're focused on an object light years away. Somebody walks up behind you. If his footsteps are even a little heavy, the telescopic field of view will be shifted thousands of miles off target. So, observatory officials brought in the specialist, the one specialist who could help them repair the damaged eyepiece. Before starting the job, he was sent into a dark, quiet room for an hour, thus to calm his nerves. His work must be absolutely, utterly flawless, consistent, or it would be completely worthless. It turned out to be a complete success, an unmitigated success. The strong, supple, ultimately fine, fiber optically perfect crosshairs. The crosshairs, the delicate crosshairs in the telescope's eyepiece had been replaced. The crosshairs used for sighting stars. That is what the intruding fly had destroyed. That is what this specialist had reproduced. Installation, that was the easy part. But producing those infinitely fine crosshairs, producing those, is totally impossible unless you're a specialist in the field, a craftsman capable of precision manufacturing those threads which are four times finer than the finest nylon thread and 10 times finer than the finest human hair. And there's only one artisan in this world who can make that micro-technological dream come true, and he did. It was a spider. And now you know the rest of the story.